Back now with Day to Day. Sure, baseball is finishing up the World Series and the basketball season is just beginning, but kids are still playing soccer on the weekends and people are going to pro games too. In Washington, D.C.'s RFK Stadium, the city team draws a group of rowdy fans. They're known as La Barra Brava. NPR's Eloise Quintanilla reports.
This might sound like a soccer stadium in Argentina or Colombia. Drums beat, horns blare, and the stands shake. But this is a game between DC United and the New York Red Bulls. In Washington, DC, Section 135 is home to the Barra Brava, DC United's largest fan club. Many of the Barra's most ardent fans aren't Latin American and don't speak Spanish, though they try to learn the cheers. Troy Gant joined the Barra in March. He hasn't taken Spanish since junior high.
Dale, dale, dale mi corazón. Ganaremos, ganaremos, seremos campeón. And in English, we got come on, come on, come on my heart. We will win, we will win, we will be champions.
Chris Oriel's been with the Barra since last fall. He was drawn to the camaraderie of the club and the intensity of its cheering.
It's the volume matters. Doesn't matter what language, it's the volume that counts.
Dave Gus, another Barra Brava member, says he did something that Washingtonians consider blasphemous.
I gave up Redskins season tickets. I realize as much as I love watching football, it doesn't compare to the experience of being at a Barra Brava game.
In South America, organized supporters clubs are called Barras Bravas, meaning wild fans. Barristas, not the people who serve you coffee at Starbucks, have a reputation for clashing violently with opposing fans. DC's Barra Brava is tame by comparison. More than 1,000 barras pack the stands on game day at RFK. Similar South American-style supporters groups have cropped up in cities like Columbus, Houston, and Chicago. But not everybody's crazy about them. For instance, Jim Barry can't see around the standing Barra.
Well, we moved up here to try to see better, because otherwise you got to stand up all the time. I mean, fan enthusiasm is fine, but I don't come to watch the fans, I come to watch the game.
But many fans say it's exciting to sit with the Barra Brava. Sherry Cooper says it reminds her of Manchester United games in England.
Barra Brava is the closest you're going to get to, like, European and South American football. Definitely, you know, the atmosphere and their enthusiasm. That's why we joined today.
Eloise Quintanilla, NPR News.